Milwaukee is trying to address its literacy crisis, where 3 in 4 public school fourth graders can't read at a basic level. One solution is getting readers one-on-one time with tutors during the school day. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel takes us inside one of those sessions in her second story of her series called Turning the Page, Teaching Milwaukee to Read.
It's a chilly winter morning at 95th Street School on Milwaukee's northwest side. Children are filing into their classrooms while a handful of adults gather in the public school's library to prepare for the day. These adults are volunteer tutors with Forward Scholars. It's a group that pairs young students with tutors to improve the kids' reading comprehension. This morning, tutor Angelo Sacopi is working with third grader Tylen. She's really excited. Kopi can clearly tell that Tylen practiced reading over the weekend.
Bear turned around to see a huge fish.
Tylen is breezing through the book that he's reading aloud. Just 4 days earlier, it had been a really hard book for him.
That is not what he saw. My tail, cried Bear.
These tutoring sessions put on by Forward Scholars have been going on across Milwaukee for 3 years. More than 250 tutors are trained to provide what's called Tier 2 support for students between first and third grade who are struggling to read. The phrase two-tier instruction might sound a little bit like inside baseball, but it's important to understand. In a perfect world where students in a school were all hitting the right reading milestones, reading instruction would be set up like a pyramid. At the bottom of this pyramid is Tier 1 instruction. It's the traditional reading lessons that take place in a large classroom with other students. Ideally, most students, like 80%, would learn to read using only Tier 1 instruction. The second level of the pyramid is called Tier 2 instruction. In a perfect world, another 15% of students would need this Tier 2 instruction in order to read on grade level. Tier 2 support can look like one-on-one work with a reading teacher or, in MPS, with a Forward Scholars tutor. At the top of the pyramid is Tier 3 instruction. Typically, only 5% of students need this kind of help. It's usually intensive literacy instruction to help a child work through a learning disability like dyslexia. That's how that reading pyramid is supposed to work. However, educators in Milwaukee say that our pyramid is basically turned upside down.
So 89% of our children need Tier 2 and Tier 3.
Dr. Howard Fuller is a former MPS superintendent and an advocate for choice in charter schools. Together with the current MPS superintendent, Dr. Brenda Caselius, Fuller launched the Milwaukee Reading Coalition. The group is bringing together district leaders and private groups like Herb Cole Philanthropies and the United Community Center to prioritize reading instruction. The coalition is just one part of a renewed push to turn around literacy rates in Milwaukee. Here's Fuller.
We must make a significant difference at the Tier 1 level of instruction. And the only way that we're going to do that is to have a focused process to ensure that teachers get trained in the science of reading.
It's easy to see how this inversion of the pyramid, or more kids needing more help, can leave schools underprepared when it comes to helping their students succeed. That's why tutors are working at 95th Street School today.
SK says, like skate.
SK says, like skate.
CL says, cool, like cloud.
On a larger scale, there's evidence that these tutoring sessions are working. On average, students in the program advance by nearly 2 full grade levels in reading fluency and accuracy. And that's after just 7 months of working with a tutor. Dr. Carrie Streif-Stussy is the executive director of Forward Scholars and its one-on-one tutoring program. She told me that most students only need 1 year of tutoring, but the effects last a lifetime.
We do know that if kids are reading proficiently by the end of third grade, that they are 4 times more likely to graduate from high school. That's why those kindergarten through third grade years are really so imperative for kids.
Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
SP says, like spider.
SP says, like spider.